Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm here looking over all the news during the break and realizing the fact that I'm not covering enough information. So I'm going to finish up with the ATF mafia, and then I'm going to get into all the financial news and what's happening globally, because the dominoes are falling through Europe and coming towards England and the United States doorstep, and everything that's being done to Greece has already been done here to one extent, but it's only going to get deeper by degree. And there's also this article from yesterday, big key report from Paul Joseph Watson that I could just kick myself for not covering. I read this yesterday morning about 6 a.m. when Watson published it. And along with it is actually the actual study. Did we ever print the actual study? I just want to show folks that, or maybe if we go to Watson's article after the break, we can click on the study and show it to folks via prisonplanet.tv. New study finds direct link between vaccines and infant mortality, and it is a prestigious study, so we're going to be going over that today. I also have a member of the EU Parliament, Nigel Farage. Barroso, you have no plan B. Very powerful. That's because everything's going according to plan, Mr. Nigel Farage. And we're going to get Nigel back on the transmission. And I know he knows that, but he keeps going, one company, one nation after and the next gets overthrown, gets bankrupted. And you keep saying everything's fine. No, it's not, sir. Your world government plan is destroying us. Well, that's because everything is going according to plan. But this really is just huge, huge news. And it is very, very exciting to have this in the news, to have it in Investor's Business Daily and other major publications are now calling it what it is. Obama administration caught running false flag against the Second Amendment, despite the Obama administration's best efforts to characterize Operation Fast and Furious as a recently revealed ATF program that sought to put U.S.-based firearms in the hands of Mexican drug smugglers, a little more than a screw-up. The most damning evidence strongly indicates that the whole operation was, in fact, an attempt to launch a false flag assault on the Second Amendment rights of the American people. And why do we know about this? Well, we know about it because of ATF whistleblowers. And again, when I say the FBI is criminal, at the top it is. When I say the ATF is criminal, at the top it is. The average ATF agent is out there going after drug dealers that are selling guns in back alleys and being ordered to harass gun shops and things. It's just a disreputable operation. I just say let the guns be out there and let us defend ourselves from criminals and decriminalize the drugs so you know they don't have something to make money off of. But whatever, we know about this because ATF agents blew the whistle. And now the head of the ATF has been caught lying. Really a scary organization, a very, very scary group. And well, Watson's article is extremely, extremely lengthy and proves the larger history of this. But what I'm going to do in the interest of time, because I've got to get to all this other news, a wide spectrum of news, is I'm going to, with Bob Chapman, a little bit in the third hour, go over all of this and tie it into the Whitey Bulger situation when he gets on with us. When we come back from break, I'm going to get into Geithner saying we need to raise taxes on small businesses so the government can continue to grow. And we're also going to get into the fact that Texas is set to vote on the TSA situation, the groping here in Texas today, and the feds are saying we're going to run a blockade of you and we're going to sue Texas. I mean, at a certain point, we've got to be able to put the feds back in the box. The feds themselves run by the global crime syndicate. So that is all coming up after this quick break. On the other side, this is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. And our websites are Infowars.com. We're streaming live video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico.
January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, he just got back from Greece, and reportedly the traitorous Greek government, despite the fact that polls show over 98% of the Greek people are saying, we don't owe this money, and they don't. This is a fraud. Papandreou has paid off. We want you arrested. The traitorous paid off. Greek government is saying, we're going to basically sign you on to the derivatives debt. And then right on the heels, they go, oh, okay, well, Ireland signed everything over. Greece has. Now Portugal and Italy have to, and that will lead to Spain and Germany. And just like dominoes, because it's planned, it's designed. We have the IMF World Bank documents, 2002. When they planned all of this, it's going according to plan. The bankers sell you the derivatives and make giant profits. Then they tie all your pension funds into it. When they go belly up, they say, bail it out or it'll be the end of civilization as we know it. But it's designed mathematically to where you can never fix it. It destroys you and transfers all your wealth to these guys. And why would they do something like that? Because they're criminals. They don't want to have a good free market society. Now, here's some of the economic news. Economic trouble puzzles Fed chief. And he said that again today. He said it yesterday and again. He says he knows the economy's struggling, and they don't know why. And, quote, don't have a precise read on why the slower pace of growth is persisting. Even with their cooked, phony, Cracker Jack box numbers, they're admitting the economy stalled. Folks, it's a depression by every real yardstick. 20%+ unemployment now for over 2 years. Inflation increasing. Food prices going up. upwards of 48 million people now. A few months ago, it was 44 million. Upwards of 48 million now on food stamps. Can you imagine if 48 million people were in bread lines, soup kitchen lines, what that would look like? That would make the Great Depression look like a time of cornucopia, okay, a time of Valhallic plenty. I mean, you know, bring out the roast pig and mead. I mean, we're in Odin's palace here in 1933 compared to what is going on now. But they know how to veneer it. They know how to hide it. They know how to have everybody on welfare. And then they have those welfare hordes that will do whatever they're told in the future to keep getting that check. And the answer is they're going to take the middle class's money. And here's the headline. Geithner: taxes on small businesses must rise so government doesn't shrink. You can watch the video clip there, CNS News, from his testimony. They say this stuff with a straight face. Continuing with the financial news, U.S. to lose second place in world trade to India. Yeah, just a few months ago, we dropped from the number one trade group in the world to China, and now we're set, CNBC reports, to India. But they're saying it'll take time for that to happen. Yeah, right. Continuing with this news, we have a Bob Chapman article that has a good quote from the Congressional Record. Chance didn't create the economic crisis is the headline. What Congressman Lewis McFadden said of the Great Depression is as true today as it was in the 1930s. As chairman of the House Banking Committee, he said, quote, "It was no accident. It was a carefully contrived occurrence. The international bankers sought to bring about a condition of despair here so they might emerge as rulers of us all." And they got great power at that time, but now they're bringing us even into more tyranny under the carbon tax dictatorships. Look at this article from yesterday. Oil prices tumble after reserves released. And the day before that, Lindsay said, nope, the pressure's done it. They're about to try to actually reduce them for a while before they go back up. But, again, I don't think his sources or anybody's sources in the elite have all the answers or control everything. The globalists are trying to dominate society, but more and more they're failing. In the past, when people weren't aware of their designs, they had almost 100% success rate. Not anymore. I'd say more like 50%, 55, 60 maybe. That's why they're trying to really take over right now. So that's some of the news on that front. Here's some of the other financial news. Job picture grows worse as weekly claims post jump. People getting unemployment jumping in this great. We hadn't had a recession since June of 2009, 2 years ago, according to Bernanke. So, you know, he says everything's fine. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. Don't question their cooked numbers. Here's another report, Reuters, saying the same thing about jobs in deep trouble. And again, on the heels of Greece saying that they're going to go ahead and give the bankers whatever they want, Greece budget hole threatens to swallow Europe. And next, it's Italy and Portugal. Just as we told you years ago, the chain, the order of who they'd be taking down. Bipartisan debt talks have grown more contention. Republicans have walked out of meetings dealing with raising the debt ceiling. All of that is rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. The big issue here is that they are continuing QE2. First they said they wouldn't do QE3, but as Chapman predicted, now they're saying we may do QE3. Well, that will just accelerate the devaluation of the dollar. So that's a default, technically. It's not official default. And the Chinese said that, of course, 3 weeks ago. They said, you already are defaulting, and that's why they're moving completely out of treasuries. So are the Arabs and the average good old boy. I've had folks walk to me on the street and go, I don't care if the dollar devalued. It'll help manufacturing. If we had any manufacturing left, and if it was long-term something that happened, it might be help manufacturing. But when you have the fact that we've already been deindustrialized, and you realize it's coming on so strong, it's going to be devastating. And the dollar being devalued will affect everybody's cost of living and destroy people on fixed incomes. Here's another report. This is out of Yahoo Finance. Retirement as we know it is dead. And they have a breakdown of that and saying now folks have to work till they're 85. Well, yeah, that's past the time you're dead. The average person, one average male lives to 75, average female 77. Here's another one. So don't worry, though. When you're 85, you'll be able to stop working. They have another report here breaking down why are food prices rising so fast. And CNBC asked the question, celery up 28%, coffee up 40%. And they ask why. Well, because the dollar is being devalued, that's why. But CNBC doesn't seem to understand that, doesn't seem to know that. Here's another report out of AP. Greece presses banks, low earners in debt crises. Greece's beleaguered government said yesterday that it will start taxing minimum wage earners and encourage local banks to help the state delay debt payments for bonds maturing as of 2015. And that's the austerity orders, is to kill their credit and to technically default but not officially default, and then start taxing the poorest people, which has been done under the shock therapy doctrine of the IMF and World Bank and every third world country to destroy them. It's designed to destroy them. Okay. I want to get into the incredibly positive news in Libya and the incredibly positive news in our constitutional republic in the next segment ahead of Max Kaiser. Hillary having to come out yesterday and again today and saying, "What side are you on, Congress?" We're on the side in the Obama administration of the Libyan people. You mean the al-Qaeda groups they're funding? And again, if you got to give me a choice between Gaddafi and al-Qaeda, I'm sorry. I'm not going to side with Gaddafi. I don't like unsavory dictators. But as far as dictators go, he is actually benevolent in many respects. And that place is the jewel of Africa now. Free health care, the whole nine yards, industrial development. And the globalists don't like that. You know, they say the only way socialism works is if you have a dictator. But it still doesn't work very well. I'm not for it. But there's that rare time that a blind hog can find an acorn. Now I'm digressing. The point is, in Libya, he actually delivered most of, because the stuff's nationalized, the oil and the rest of it, to the people. And that's why he's been very popular. And the West is not going to put up with that for a minute. It's kind of like Tito. It was a bad guy over Serbia, but you know, after he died, then the whole place fell apart. Bosnia, Herzegovina, that whole region bordering to the north there, well, the south is Albania, and to the east, Macedonia, but I digress now. He was somebody who actually delivered development to the people. Sometimes these guys are egomaniacs to the point they actually like to build stuff. But I digress. I want to go to break with Nigel Farage pointing out to Herman Van Rompuy, the guy that openly calls for world government, the head of the EU, that nothing he's done has worked. Well, actually, it has worked. They're taking over Europe. Here it is.
Mr. Barroso, every time I ask you, what is your plan B, you say there's no need. And every time I predict that another country is on the verge of a bailout, you say, no, there's no problem. And here we are, on the verge of the second Greek bailout, and you say there is no alternative. We must continue down this route. We must ignore the fact that the Spanish bond markets are telling us that they are going to be next. What a fine mess you've got us into. You have a 100% record for being wrong with every single prediction about the euro, and when you say today that this package will put Greece on the road to growth, oh, no, it won't. It'll put them on the road to the third bailout, which we'll be discussing in a few short months' time. I have to say, I find it a truly sickening sight to see the country that actually invented democracy being bullied by you and the increasingly appalling International Monetary Fund and being told they have to accept this austerity package. They have to accept cutting their economy to a level that'll put them into a total economic depression. They're told there is no alternative to this. It's a form of sadomonetarism, and it's sending them crazy. They're on the streets, and there's violence, and frankly, this can only get worse. You've stripped them, not just of money, you've stripped them of their democracy. So what good okay. Europeans, really good Europeans...
And he goes on to break it down, but see, of course Rumpy's been wrong 100% to the public. It's designed to strip them, and they've done all the actuaries. This will mean Greece can never pay it back, which is the plan. That's the post-industrial world. That's how they dominate.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Okay, my friends, we are back live here ahead of Max Keiser joining us. We will take a few calls for Max, specifically your financial questions dealing with what's happening in Greece, what austerity in Greece means, how they intend to bankrupt nations by design through their technicians that control every major European country and the United States, and what dominoes are next to fall, Italy, Portugal, then Spain, leading into the rest of Western Europe, then England. They've already gotten Ireland. Iceland has defeated them and exposed the fact that most of the debt was indeed created by the very banks that were being bailed out, and that it's all a fraud. Because this is the big enchilada. It's why we talk about it so much. And by educating the public, we can turn this around. We're already getting very close to that because they're going to undoubtedly want more bailouts here as well. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Now, here's the good news. Obviously, I have the news articles here in front of me, but driving in to work this morning, listening to different TV stations that I have on my XM and also listening to local news, I heard them playing clips of congressmen, Republicans and Democrats, saying, Obama is not an absolute dictator or king. He must consult Congress before launching a war, and Libya is a war. And they hate this. It's bipartisan, and it's the attack on the Constitution getting so brazen, so naked as a jaybird, no debating it. Obama saying, I don't need your authority, I got the UN's. He didn't just say, I have the authority myself, it's even worse. He said, the UN is my boss. It's like those Christian bumper stickers that say, a Jewish carpenter is my boss. Well, Obama ought to have a sticker saying, unelected UN criminals are my boss. We ought to have that as a joke, satire bumper sticker quote for Barack Obama and stick that on cars. And so you've got the House members suing him. That'll just impeach his hind end right now. This is a big deal. I mean, this is what Julius Caesar did. It's what Napoleon did. I mean, it's what Latin American and African dictators do constantly. And when a president starts saying, I can do whatever I want with the military, you better look out. We got checks and balances for a reason. It's why we have states. The states have no authority. Why do we have them then? Why do we have a Congress if it's just going to be ceremonial? Why do we have state legislatures? It's all about separation of power, checks and balances. But here's some of the quotes. House Ways cutting off funds for Libyan mission, clearly frustrated with President Barack Obama's Republican leaders, are propelling the House towards a crucial votes on the U.S. military role in Libya that could embarrass the commander-in-chief and reverberate in Tripoli and NATO capitals. I just believe that because of the president's failure to consult with the Congress, you don't consult, Congress runs it, and a failure to outline for the American people why we are doing this before we engage in this puts us in the position where we have to defend our responsibility under the Constitution, House Speaker John Boehner, Republican of Ohio, said in advancing two measures. And it goes on, quote, the president has ignored the Constitution and the War Powers Resolution, but he cannot ignore a lack of funding, so Representative Tom Rooney, Republican of Florida, sponsor of the bill. Only Congress has the power to declare war. Now, he got it right. Only Congress has the power to declare war, and the power of the purse in my bill exercises both of those powers by blocking funds for the war in Libya unless the president receives congressional authorization. House Republicans and Democrats are furious with Obama for failing to seek congressional authorization for the three-month-old war. Ah, they called it a war in the AP. Just a few weeks ago, the media would not call this a war, the so-called corporate media. But they lost so much credibility now, from the LA Times to the Washington Times to the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal. They're going, Obama looks stupid saying it's not a war. Obama is turning into a tyrant. Absolutely. I mean, but again, not just an American tyrant. Says a foreign group gives him his orders. He put letters out to Congress months ago saying, I don't need to even consult you, Jack. When the servile Congress tried to deliver him a war resolution saying, we love the war, he said, nah, I got the UN, I don't even need you. And then they kind of want to take their ball and go home. But that's good. See, he's being so arrogant. That, oh, you want to authorize me? I don't need your authorization, scum. They're like, what? Well, then we're gonna stand up to you. So, and that's what the founders said. They said Congress will become corrupt, but they will get in fights with the president over the power. Separation of powers, it's beginning. Right as the tyranny intensifies, they begin to fight over the power with each other. Because the crooks in Congress don't want to lose their power. They want to be able to launch the wars and feel powerful. We'll come back and tell you more about that. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Yeah, it's good to stop caring what people think about you and just tell the truth.
And when you're out there without care,
it's very empowering. And there's been a lot of corruption going on, like roaches behind the walls and under the floorboards for a long time. Now the roaches have gotten so arrogant that they're climbing on you at night when you're sleeping and biting you. You know, that'll actually happen with rats. If you don't get a rat problem under control, I've read the reports, they'll even come in and eat your baby. They'll kill your baby. They know how to get right on the throat at night and quickly chew to get the jugglers going and have a little meal. And that's what it's like. We have government rats and corruption climbing all over us, sitting in our chairs, biting at us. The rats have high-tech bullhorns telling us, lay down, GI, go along with what we say. You don't want to be called an extremist. This isn't a depression. Government health care, if you don't like it, you're a racist. They just throw these terms at us until we recognize that big mega corporations have bought off government and are basically eating us out of house and home. And it's time to kick the rats out. Now, we're going to Max Keiser here in a moment, but it is very exciting news that many Democrats and Republicans are saying the Libya war is a mass murder and wrong. But a lot of them are saying, hey, we're for the war, but you got to get authorization from us. And so they're threatening, they're suing Obama, they're doing all these other things. They're threatening to cut the funding off in a vote as early as next week. And I heard clips on the news this morning. Again, I can listen to TV on my XM flipping through channels going, the president is not a king or a dictator. That's what we'll have if this continues. And they would cut from Republican to Democrat, from Democrat to Republican, saying the same thing. And I'm like, wow, for 3 months I've been saying Obama's becoming a dictator. And then I get these partisan articles written, Alex just doesn't like Obama because he's a Republican. Hey, moron, I was against all these wars with Bush. And just because he got congressional approval for the wars, he didn't get the full war powers resolution, and he lied about WMDs. So I'm against those wars, too. Okay, and see, that's what's beautiful about being constitutionalist. I'm for property rights. I'm for the Second Amendment. I'm for family rights. I'm for states' rights. I'm against the Patriot Act because it violates the Constitution. I'm against foreign entanglements. I'm against all these wars. See, I'm a constitutionalist. It's beautiful. I've read it. I love it. It makes sense. That's what I am. I've not seen a document better. I want freedom. We should legalize freedom, as Ron Paul and others have said. Got a T-shirt for a year. Legalize freedom with Ron Paul on it. Get it out there. The media is trying to put out this story now that Ron Paul can't win. Doesn't matter if he's been number one, number two, number three in different polls and winning most of straw polls. They say he can't win. It was like Rick Perry said, it's the law, you must take Gardasil. Turned out there was no law. It was a hoax. They engage in these hoaxes telling us the moon is made of Velveeta cheese. And just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. And they just try to create a false reality of nothing but pure lies. Like the TSA saying, well, we're going to Max Kaiser, saying back in November, we're not going to pat 12-year-olds down anymore. And then they said it again in April. Now they said it again. And I was on Coast to Coast AM last night, and George is like, isn't this good news? And I said, well, yeah, hopefully they're being pressured to say this. Hopefully they'll actually do it. But it appears to just be a psych warfare tactic. By the way, we got reporters down at the Capitol into the next hour set to cover the vote and the committee hearings and everything. So we're going to have Aaron Dykes and pop in along with Rob Jacobson coming up. Now, we're going to the illustrious Max Kaiser for the rest of the hour and 5 minutes in the next hour. Then Bob Chapman joins us. I first want to just remind listeners we're running a special for only a week. Well, we have great films like The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time. Great documentary cartoon that's perfect to expose how the banking cartel works. That's our bestseller right now. I'm very, very excited to have that film. You can get Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True absolutely free for 1 week, and then we're ending the entire special for The Essential Alex Jones, my five most powerful and best-selling films, Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, and Police State 4. You get these films for $29.95. That's already a super good deal. And get the free book on top of it, Infowars.com, to order that. Now I take you back to Paris, I believe. He's always jet-setting about, to the inventor of the virtual trading technology that's used on many markets today. He also is all over television channels, BBC, RT, Press TV, BBC Radio 5. And he joins us, MaxKaiser.com. Max, you just came back from Greece. Incredible live footage when you were on with us last week with the hundreds of thousands marching. You could hear the chanting through your hotel windows, six floors up. The people, I've seen polls, 98% against the, quote, banker ripoff austerity. But the gangsters that Goldman Sachs publicly put in the finance and prime ministership, they say, we don't care. We're going to kill your economy and turn everything over. And then as soon as they agree to that, now we're told the next dominoes are going to fall, and then the next and the next and the next, and it never fixes the problem because these programs aren't failing, are they, Max? They're designed, Max, to always consolidate more power, correct?
That's correct. And in the history of Greece, going back to 2001, it's a great encapsulation of everything that has happened over the past 10 to 15 years to destroy various economies. I should mention that when we were in Athens, you know, we're making this film, and we got incredible footage, Alex, stuff that hasn't, we're saving for the film. It should be out in the first 2 weeks of July. Stacey Herbert, my partner, you know, she was really out on the front line, braving the tear gas, getting the footage. We got footage of basically cops dressed up like anarchists, you know, agent provocateurs beating people up. And this is a recurring trend all over Europe, in Spain, in Greece, these provocateurs that are basically cops that are beating people up to try to make these otherwise peaceful violent demonstrations violent. We got great footage. So this film is going to be exciting. But the history of what's happened in Greece, if you go back to 2001, of course, when they entered the euro, it was at the because of the their books were cooked. Goldman Sachs came in and they hid debt that Greece had on their books so they could be part of the euro. And it was at that moment that Greece was set up to fail. And ever since that moment, it's been a tragic story of a country being destroyed by outside bankers. So now you've got a situation where just last year, the country signed what's called the memorandum with what's called the Troika, which is the IMF, ECB, EU, which gives them rights to the assets that are owned by Greece completely outside of what is guaranteed in their constitution. So the IMF has gone completely around the constitution, and they have committed this, and now they've got these lawsuits. You talked to Dr. Tobras, who's suing Goldman Sachs and the Greek government for doing things like signing the memorandum, and also they sold these credit default swaps back in 2009. Papandreou, the prime minister, sold the credit default swaps that were on the books of the postal service, for $1.2 billion to his cronies, and then 6 months later, they flipped them for $27 billion. Now, if they had that $20 billion right now, they wouldn't be in this hot water. So the Papandreou was caught red-handed committing an act of fraud, and every single step of the way, Goldman Sachs has been making huge fees.
Well, I mean, he was caught getting them into fraudulent debt, buying into the derivatives, and as you say, engaging in financial terrorism. He should be arrested immediately, and those prominent lawyers and members of parliament that you got on the show with us last week, they agreed with that. So where is all this headed? I mean, not just in Greece, but now, and we played a clip earlier from the EU parliament where they were debating the fact that every time they bail something out, it only gets worse because it's designed to do that. So next it's Italy, we're told, then Portugal, and then into France and into England, into the U.S. I mean, do we just have to give everything to these crooks?
Yeah, they're bleeding the country. They're bleeding the country to death. And I also mentioned, you know, when I was there, Steve Forbes was there with the International Chamber of Commerce. And they're already openly discussing carving up the country, selling the lottery, selling the ports, selling the infrastructure, selling the roads to outside bankers. And that was their intention all along. And in fact, the bankers used the assets of the country as collateral to line up more loans to take over the country. Remember, the IMF itself is bankrupt. The IMF has no money. The IMF is bankrupt. They had to use the collateral of Greece to line up the loans necessary to take the country over. It's like a leveraged buyout on Wall Street, except now instead of taking over another company using their company's assets for the collateral to get the money to buy it, they're using a country's assets to borrow the money to take it over. Every single step of the way, the Wall Street banks have made a profit. So the bonds, here's the interesting thing, and I want you to think about this for a second because it's a real insight into the psychosis that is driving Wall Street and the global economy. The European banks that own Greek bonds, of course, they're going to lose money. But the Wall Street banks who sold insurance on the bonds are going to lose more money. And who's one of the biggest losers? Of course, Goldman Sachs. So why would Goldman Sachs sell itself products that they themselves are going to lose billions of dollars on? Because they know that if they need to, they can go to Congress and get another bailout. And this is the psychosis of the Wall Street mentality. They simply rape and pillage, and whenever they get into trouble, they go to Congress and they get another bailout.
And they run around financing all these fake libertarians that give it a bad name. And say it's free market when it's big mega banks and brokerage firms going and doing deals they know are going to go belly up, making money on the way up, then getting a bailout on the way down, and then telling us we've got to bail them out. It's the free market. The free market would not just be let them lose their you-know-whats, but also arrest them for fraud. I mean, if I lie on my taxes, which is paid to the private Federal Reserve, the income tax doesn't go to run the country, they will throw me in prison. You know, if I was to lie about $5,000 and they caught me, these crooks have internal emails, as you know, Timberwolf and other things, calling their customers idiot, scum, and you know we're going to sell them the bleeper and ha ha ha. I mean, these are just criminals. And I know you worked with these people. We need to, quite frankly, get a 1776 situation through the courts going and haul them up and turn loose all the pot smokers out of prison and throw these people in jail. I mean, we got room for hundreds of thousands of these brokers that have engaged in crimes to slap them in prison.
Well, yeah, they are. Criminality has become America's number one GDP booster. If it wasn't for fraud and financial crimes, America would have no GDP at all. They barely have a GDP now. But it's the entire country now is run on Ponzi schemes and frauds. Like, for example, the bailout of General Motors, that's turned out to be another huge Ponzi scheme and fraud. Obama points to that as a success story. Well, the company's already failing again. They're stuffing the pipeline with inventory that can't possibly...
Now, you said that a year ago, and it came out earlier in the week, headlines in the Wall Street Journal, that there was fraud in the numbers that the White House released. I mean, that's obvious, but... just digressing for a moment, I want to get your take on the constitutional crisis. Some good things are now happening. I said it could be as early as next week. I have to correct myself. They voted about 30 minutes ago. House votes no on continuing Obama's war in Libya. That's Associated Press. Meanwhile, top Democrat representative, now this is from The Hill, says that Obama has become an absolute monarch. That's a quote. Is quote, becoming an absolute monarch, from Representative Gerald Nadler, the self-propelled German Zeppelin, said Congress must act to limit funding for military operations in Libya to order correct the trend. And the media is reporting this is a total rout for the warmonger-in-chief. What's happening with all these pro-UN globalist lovers suddenly turning against our messiah, Lord Obama?
Well, because they don't like spending the money, but I don't think they're going to have any success overturning the Obama doctrine, because he's got Wall Street in his pocket, and he's got the hedge funds in his pocket. They're going to fund his reelection campaign, and in exchange...
Hey, hold on. Is that a French police car? Let me hear that.
Yeah, it sure is. This is genuine... Paris.
Are they coming to arrest you? Sounds like they're outside your apartment or your house.
I think they're coming for donations for their annual Christmas party. Oh, there they go. Oh, they missed me this time.
The gendarmes, or what do you call them?
There, they're all gone. I chased them away.
Okay, Lord Kaiser. I mean, what do you mean? I mean, a week ago, people wouldn't have believed Congress would stand up to Obama. I mean, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The public's waking up. I'm seeing a lot of positive things happen.
Well, no, they have this. They have the ability now to crash the market. You know, 2 years ago, under Bush, they used the color-coded terror alerts. Every time he needed to get something done, he'd say, "Oh my God, it's a red alert! Everyone, jump under the bed!" And by the way, we've got to pass some more legislation. Now, what Obama, with his relationship with Wall Street, when they need to, they crash the market, and everyone gets totally frightened by this. And that's admitted.
I mean, the cybersecurity is launching cyber attacks against themselves, like Stuxnet, and then openly using that to try to take over the internet.
Right, because it's a fantastic tool to be able to, you know, instill fear in the people, the masses, anytime you want by a market collapse, and this scares everybody to death. And they have this ability now. So I don't think anyone's going to be able to stop Obama, because he and the hedge funds have created this kind of neo-hedge fund fascism.
Well, why don't you just roll over then? Hold on. Why don't you just go to the local French cemetery and crawl into a grave there, Max? I mean, let's not be defeatist. We're starting to identify the banksters, thanks to your great work and many others, and our listeners taking action, and I see us gaining ground every day. What do you mean we're not going to be able to stop this scumbag? Believing and you can win is half the battle.
Speaking of French cemeteries, there's one not far from where I live where they have all the bodies buried that suffered the decapitation during the Reign of Terror. And so their famous names are buried there. It should be a lesson to all your bankers. If you push the people too far, you're playing with fire. And historically, this is what happens. And I see it happening on the ground in Athens, Alex. I see it in Dublin. I see it all across Europe. We're going to Madrid next. The folks are basically, they don't want to parse through the bureaucracy and try to read the bills anymore. They're just going to get the guillotine out of storage and start lopping heads off and let God figure it out, because they've had it. They're completely at the end of their tether. There's no more fussing about here. The people are absolutely at the end of the line. They realize the austerity measures are cooked up just to pay banker bonuses. There's no legitimate economic reason for it. It's wholesale robbery. It's a financial rape.
And it's all short term, because watching even EU debates and reading European papers, they admit this austerity measure will wreck Greece even more, where even long term, they won't even be able to be milked anymore. And so they're going to kill the economy short term to feed their greediness.
Well, they're just going to sell the assets for pennies on the dollar to these foreign interests.
Max, stay there. I want to come back with you. Because you're there in Europe, and you just left Greece, and they're now saying, oh, Italy's the next to fall. I thought it was going to be Portugal. Now they're saying Italy has got to give everything over to the bankers. We know the Italians aren't going to do that. I mean, I love the Italians, folks. Statistically, they're the biggest tax cheats in the world. They just don't do what the government tells them.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Hey, this is another guy, Jim Morrison, who's over there in a French grave right now. Hey, Max Kaiser, look, you're a smart guy. And so much of what you've said has unfolded and come true with great precision. That's why we have you on. But you were an Obama supporter early on, and you know, some folks thought I was a kook for saying he was going to sell everybody out. I could look at his advisors. But I'm here to tell you, I don't think he's going to win re-election. And I don't think the Republicans that are going to try to neocon and finagle things are going to get away with anything. More and more, the evidence is showing, day by day, week by week, that there is a major awakening across the board right now. So I'm saying, have faith, my friend. Have faith, my friend. Exciting things are happening. Texas is set to vote today, but I heard a bunch of senators didn't show up during the special session so they can abstain. Our crew's down there right now and going to be reporting on it for us. So they can play games to stall for a while. But like you said in Europe, you know, with one hand you take it, the other you give back. Max, you're saying folks aren't putting up with it anymore in Europe?
Yeah, no, you're right. I did give Obama the benefit of the doubt, and I thought your film, The Obama Deception, you know, it was the only real piece of filmmaking out there at the time that was going, you know, it's so much in the other direction, and now it's turned out to be absolutely correct. It was a complete con job. It was a complete deception. And, you know, it's highly disappointing. But I when people mention, I live here in France, I live in Europe, but when people mention President Obama, the first thought that goes through my head is, my God, he's still president? You can't believe that the guy is still in the White House. But I think that he will marshal the forces of his hedge fund supporters who pull the strings of the economy, and they will pull some fast tricks when they need to. And I don't think that there's any, you know, and they vilify Ron Paul. I mean, Ron Paul obviously would be a fantastic presidential candidate, but he's constantly marginalized by mainstream media. He's constantly not counted on straw polls as the winner, even though he always is the winner. So they're firmly in control. So but I could be wrong again. I mean, I was obviously wrong during the first election cycle, so could be wrong.
Well,
again.
I'm not here saying you're wrong. I mean, I understand the overall pessimism, and they are playing every dirty trick in the book on Ron Paul. But Ron Paul, again, is there knowing he's taking one for the team to inject real issues. So we win long term, whether he wins the election or wins the nomination or not. But shifting gears back to the question I brought up before the break, obviously the contagion is spreading. It was always designed to do this. Now we're told it's Italy about to go into receivership, not Portugal. What's your take on that? I mean, how is this looting, financial terrorism? Where will they strike next?
Well, my grand theory of all of this, of course, whether you're talking about any of the so-called pigs, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, or Spain, the big player in all this is Germany. You know, Germany has an extraordinary successful economy, huge export market. They've got great growth in their employment. And, of course, after World War II, they were split into two parts. When the euro came along, they were allowed to unify, but only in the context of the many-country euro. But now that the euro is splitting up, you see, Alex, the possibility of a reunified Germany that separates from everybody else in Europe is quite real. Now you've got a superpower with their own bank, their own currency, the strongest economy in the world.
No, you're right. Merkel almost lost re-election in the parliamentary because the last bailout was so unpopular. They're not going to get away with another one. Deutschland's going to break, aren't they? I mean, they're going to pull out.
As long as the euro's cheap, their exports boom. So it's a game. They talk up the crisis in the peripheral countries because they want to get the euro cheap. But even trying to talk the euro down like Germany does to help their export business, the euro is still very
Stay there,
strong.
Kaiser. Let's do 5 more minutes with you on the other side. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN.